You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll continue our coverage of the controversial arrest and video of that arrest of a young black woman in Madison with Madison Police Chief Mike Koval.
First, our next guest says a legal challenge to Wisconsin's election district boundaries could have an impact beyond the state's borders.
A federal lawsuit filed by a group of voters argues that Wisconsin's assembly districts were drawn in an unfair way that marginalizes Democratic votes. A trial wrapped up in a federal court earlier this summer. All parties now waiting for a three-judge panel to issue their ruling.
The case is seen as likely to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. If the challenge is upheld, it could set a new precedent for cases of alleged gerrymandering in Wisconsin and beyond.
Roger Bybee has been writing about this issue for The Progressive and The American Prospect. He joins us now in our studio in Milwaukee. Roger, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good to be with you.
Now, you're hoping in general that this legal challenge is successful. What do you see as the impact of the district boundaries as drawn by Republicans here in Wisconsin?
Well, fundamentally, it's really been undemocratic with a small d in its impact in terms of disenfranchising people, particularly Democratic constituencies, that their votes have been effectively discounted and are worth a lot less.
And the state argument in part was that Republicans won the election in 2010. State law gives them the power to draw those lines. So this is democracy in action, in effect. What do you say to that?
Well, I'd say it's a pretty grotesque version of democracy and not worthy of the term democracy. In 2012, for example, there was 174,000 more votes for Democratic assembly candidates. So the Democrats had a very clear majority among all the assembly votes, and that was somewhat reflective of President Obama winning about 52-53% of the vote. But yet the Republicans, because of their redistricting, on which they spent $2 million in secrecy behind closed doors, wound up with having 60 of the assembly seats and the Democrats having just 39. And that kind of distortion, I think, is really a fundamental attack on one of the pillars of our democracy.
One of the points you make in the pieces we mentioned is that this isn't just a Wisconsin story. If this is upheld, this could set new standards. If this challenge is upheld, it could set standards around the country. What kind of impact could this have?
It could have a huge impact in a number of states that became entirely under Wisconsin control after the Republican landslide in 2010.
So under state, Republican control.
Yes, Republican control in 2010. So it's states like North Carolina, Michigan, Ohio, and several others. These were part of a systematic Republican effort called Red Maps that was nationally coordinated and funded with about $30 million to very carefully design both state legislative and congressional districts to maximize the number of Republican seats, all out of proportion to what their Democratic share would be.
People have argued that we've seen cases in states like Illinois where Democrats, when given the opportunity to gerrymander, to draw weird maps, have taken advantage of that. So it's maybe not great, but at least it's equal opportunity, not great. Whoever wins the election, whoever puts that effort into it, gets to draw those lines.
I would certainly condemn that very strongly. It's also the case in California and a couple other states where the Democrats have abused the redistricting process. But right next to us, we have a very positive model in Iowa, where for the last 35 years, a neutral state body has done the redistricting to use natural constituencies like not dividing cities, not dividing counties, and so forth, which were involved in the Republican redistricting of Wisconsin, which splits up 58 counties out of our 72 counties. And in Iowa, they've come up with a redistricting system that is really fair. And I think Wisconsin ought to move in that direction so that the process is nonpartisan and really democratically represents the votes of the public.
Talking to Roger Bybee about a legal challenge to Wisconsin's district boundaries drawn a few years back in federal court now, that challenge. Roger, this can feel like a wonky legal issue. Why should people, why should voters worry about how these election district lines end up being drawn?
Because our pillars of democracy are really under attack. Nothing can be more basic than having your vote really count. And under the present system, the votes of a large share of the population simply don't matter because Democratic voters are crammed into districts while Republicans are assigned majorities by the redistricting maps so that they carry a share of the seats in our legislature that are all out of proportion to the actual popular vote. And so we can see that. We also see it with the kind of voter ID / voter suppression law which was enacted. That's a whole other topic, but I think we are seeing a very broad and very fundamental attack on our democracy in Wisconsin. And we've had one of the most vital traditions of democracy across the entire nation.
One of the trickiest things about cases of alleged gerrymandering, of weird lines being drawn to benefit one party or the other, is that it can be hard to prove. People don't even know it when they see it. Would this challenge help courts set a standard to help define what gerrymandering is in Wisconsin or anywhere for that matter?
Yes, the Supreme Court, especially Justice Kennedy, has been looking for exactly this kind of case to begin to draw up some guidelines. And so whichever side prevails in this Wisconsin lawsuit, it's likely to find the case before the U.S. Supreme Court, and we will get some kind of resolution to this. Let me just back up a bit and about the process. We have to keep in mind that the Republicans did this redistricting entirely behind closed doors of a Republican-connected law firm. They didn't even let Republican legislators see anything but their own proposed districts. Democratic legislators, the media, the public were entirely shut out. And judges overseeing the process continually admonished the Republican lawyers for their foot dragging and their deceptions. It was a very ugly process. The Republican lawyers were eventually fined $17,000+. So there's all kinds of wrongdoing connected with the way that Wisconsin was redistricted.
Roger, as we wrap up, supposing this does go to the U.S. Supreme Court, as a lot of people think it will, it could be an 8-member Supreme Court, it could be an 8-member and a player to be named later. What do you think are the prospects of this challenge to Wisconsin's redistricting in a U.S. Supreme Court?
The legal experts to whom I've spoken seem to feel pretty optimistic that the Supreme Court will find the Wisconsin redistricting totally out of bounds because it's so disproportionately disenfranchises a large share of the electorate. So the legal folks I've spoken to are pretty optimistic that the Wisconsin redistricting will be tossed out.
Roger, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be with you. A pleasure.
That was Roger Bybee. He wrote about the Wisconsin redistricting lawsuit in the American Prospect and the Progressive magazine.